The new comedy 22 Jump Street is a hit-or-miss affair. One minute they're doing a car chase or smackdown, and the next, well, was that an Annie Hall reference flashing by? The one thing for sure is it allows you to go down your summer movie checklist. A movie version of a well-remembered TV show with some of the old regulars making cameo appearances, check. An odd couple thrown together as cops, check. With Jonah Hill as Schmidt, the schlubby, too talkative nerd thrown together with the hunky Channing Tatum as Jenko, who doesn't quite know the difference between Carte Blanche and Cate Blanchett. The two stars have a good chemistry, even if their hero styles are needless to say different. Tatum can climb buildings like Spider-Man, while Hill is huffing and puffing up the stairs. Finally, it's a case of sequel fever. While the two heroes first teamed up in 21 Jump Street in 2012, going undercover in high school, now they're being sent to college. And with a little wink to the audience, their gruff commanding officer notes that the plot assignment is the same, trying to nail a dealer peddling that new synthetic drug. Directors Phil Lord and Chris Miller, who co-directed the first Jump Street, aim to be slick, fast, and funny, and consistently get two out of the three. The movie visits the usual college scenes, drunken frat parties, football games, of course, spring break, and one of the best gags, the morning ritual on the quad, where a herd of students, mostly disheveled co-eds, shuffle back to their dorm rooms after the nightly hookups. The attempted running joke of the movie is that the two heroes don't act like they're in a cop movie, but rather in this insecure little bromance, where they and we wonder if they're moving in different directions. Hill strikes up a relationship with a pretty young girl played by Amber Stevens, the latest in a long tradition of comedy love interests who are inexplicably captivated by a chubby hero. And Tatum is tempted to relapse back into his old jock days after he forms a fast friendship with the campus football hero played by Wyatt Russell, looking like a cross between his dad Kurt Russell and Owen Wilson. The movie sprinkled with comic actors who appear with varying results. Rob Riggle, the villain from the first Jump Street, who got a certain part of his anatomy shot off, reappears as an off-the-wall jail inmate who now claims transgender status. Patton Oswalt just goofs around in his one scene as a college professor. On the other hand, Ice Cube frowns a lot as the boys' captain, and in one scene he stampedes through a buffet. You can see an extra laughing in the background. Well, he's having more fun than we are. It's a danger sign when the end credits, a montage of an endless series of Jump Street sequels, complete with guest stars, is more fun than the rest of the movie. 22 Jump Street gets 2 beer bonds out of 5 and makes me wonder how many years I've been watching these cop buddy movies. Man, I'm getting too old for this shit. For the Friday Film Review, sponsored by the Utah Film Center, I'm Rhett Brough.